Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Well, Oklahoma State University grain marketing specialist Kim Anderson talks with us today about the big three reports that came out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture last week. He said of those three reports, the WASD report has the largest impact on the grain markets.
Probably the WASD report. The WASD contains all the other information and summarizes it down to an average annual price. So I think the WASD report's the most important one to look at.
Anderson said no big surprises in this month's WASD.
Probably not. You look at wheat, and I think ending stocks on all those numbers, ending stocks summarizes everything. You look at wheat, the market was expecting 608 million bushels. It came in at 628, so slightly bearish there. Corn, the market was expecting 1.47 billion bushels. It came in at 1.54 billion bushels. Again, bearish there with corn. Soybeans, 348 million bushels expected. 350 million bushels on the report, right on the numbers. If you look at the world ending stocks, I think every one of them, wheat and corn, they were exactly where they expected them to be. Soybeans, expectations were at 3.5 billion. They came in at 3.6 billion, so slightly negative there.
Quarterly stocks report was also released, but Anderson said it had the least impact on prices.
Well, I think stocks came in just about expectations. Some of them were slightly above or slightly below. But for all practical purposes, the quarterly stocks came in at expectations, and you wouldn't expect them to have much impact. Corn was a little above expectations, but still, you wouldn't expect much impact from the quarterly stocks.
So talk to us about how these reports are going to impact prices.
I think it impacts the price some. You look at corn, it's been moving sideways. You look at soybeans, it's got an upward trend. I don't see any changes in corn and beans. Yeah, some wallering around and stuff, but not much. But you look at wheat. Wheat's been volatile. We talked about that last week. You go back to July, we had $6 wheat. You got to October 1, we had $6.75. Uptrend to Thanksgiving, the day before, $8.50, set a high there. Came back down to 760, about where we are now. I think as we look from now to harvest, you would expect prices to remain in that range from October, that it was from October to now, which that range was from $6.75 to $8.50, an average of 760, and that's almost exactly what the market's offering right now. So where can prices be at harvest? I think between 675 and 850, depending on the weather.
To hear more from OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.